Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
On an award-nominated podcast.
We are.
Because it's awesome. We keep talking about it on Facebook and Twitter because we're just super excited.
We're prouder of this than anything in our lives. Children included.
Not me.
I'm kidding. let me get the phrasing correct.
Right.
Straight from the Iris Awards themselves.
Right.
We are Iris Award nominee Ben Mullen and Nick Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Iris Award nominee Poppin' Bottles Dadcast.
Right.
Or nominee for the Distinguished Best Parenting Podcast Award presented by the Iris Awards.
Distinguished.
That is fancy. That's fancy as hell.
That's fancy enough to put in cursive.
Yeah. So I'm going to put it in cursive and I'm going to tattoo it on my body.
You would.
I don't like tattoos, so I'm not going to do that. But if I did, I would consider it.
Just get it on your calf, and people only see it when you wear shorts.
Yeah, but needles frighten me.
Well, you know, if it's all the way to the other end of your body, you probably won't...
Still squeal like a little girl, yes.
Well, probably, yeah.
I'll squeal like my children.
But only for the first, like, 2 minutes, and then you pass out, and then he finishes it, and then you're good.
Sounds like prison.
And then, yeah.
Anyway, so back to the topic at hand.
Right.
We talked about it on Facebook literally all week since we found out on Tuesday. I talked about it on the Life of Dad After Show Tuesday night with Art Eddy and Ryan Hamilton. We are one of 6 nominees for the Best Parenting Podcast for the Iris Awards.
6 pretty darn good podcasts, if I may say so myself.
Yeah.
Although I think there's 2 I haven't gotten to listen to yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are nominated alongside the Modern Dads podcast, alongside our buddies from New York Dads Group and the heads of City Dads Group,
yep.
Lance Summerfield and Matt Schneider. Spawned, which if you guys have not listened to Spawned, you're missing out. It's from the ladies from Cool Mom Picks.
Our new biffles.
Yes, Kristen and Liz, they are fantastic.
Yep.
There's also Edit Your Life Show.
That's one I haven't heard yet.
Okay, I haven't heard
it. But I'm going to check that one out.
The Home Hour with Megan Francis.
That's a good one.
And another name that I think rivals ours for funness.
Right.
The League of Awkward Unicorns.
That's a solid name.
Yes. I haven't had a chance to listen to them, but I'm definitely going to to listen.
If I had heard of them before this, which I must admit, since becoming busy with doing podcasts and you know, doing videos and stuff like that, I have severely backed off how many podcasts I listen to because I just don't have the brain space for it. But
well, you
I'm going to make time with for those.
You also used to have a long commute.
That
to work
too. Yeah. Yeah.
When you
and
worked,
she also,
so you could listen in the car. And that's what I used to do.
Right.
I have a short commute, so I can't.
And there's actually 2 more reasons, actually. Number one, Emma doesn't take naps that often anymore.
Ugh.
And because of this ridiculous update to iTunes, I can no longer get the iTunes podcast app on my phone.
Because it's for the later iOS?
Yeah.
That's why I need to upgrade.
Oh, I know.
I'm
getting there.
Yeah,
people can say.
Actually, speaking of that app, we were at our friend's last night and a neighbor came over. He has a 2-year-old. I don't remember if it was a daughter or a son, but his wife and kid were in Georgia. So he came over while we were there. And I was like, oh, you have a kid? Let me tell you about my podcast.
He just started throwing cards out.
And he's
like
here. He's like, here, can you subscribe for me? I was like, yes, I can.
I would love
to. So Gordon is like, you see this little app with the podcast and the eye?
Boop.
It's like, there you go. We're right there.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that was fun. But we would like to say thank you.
Absolutely.
To whoever it was who, you know, nominated. Okay. Whoever nominated us. There could be more than one person who nominated us.
Yeah, yeah. I would imagine so if we made it to the final 6 because there's a lot of good parenting podcasts.
Yeah, I don't know if everyone who's, you know, nominated originally is looked at, you know, by the voting.
Yeah,
by the voting council to decide or makes a pre-ballot, I guess.
Right.
To determine who the final nominees are.
Yeah.
But it's a very huge honor for us.
Definitely.
2.5 years ago, when we were chatting in the driveway, you know, thinking that we would ever be nominated for anything, let alone something like this, was, I wouldn't even call it a pipe dream. It wasn't even in the conversation.
Yeah, no, it's like, there weren't any podcast awards or awards for anything we did.
This is the first year that podcasting is a category. which actually, that to me makes it kind of an even bigger honor that we're part of the inaugural cast of nominees.
That's pretty good.
Because there are a ton of awesome parenting podcasts out there.
There are. Oh, yeah.
I mean, hell, I was on one with Ryan and Art.
Yeah. And how the hell that happened, I have no idea.
What was funny is Ryan's like, they beat us out. Which, I was like, sorry, guys. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
But yeah, when I was on with them, you know, what I said to Art and Ryan was, the timing of us coming on the show,
mm-hmm.
and I texted you this when you had asked me if I was available Tuesday night, was the timing of it was funny. Maybe they knew ahead of time and, you know, wanted to have us on for that reason. I don't know. Obviously, Tommy Riles from My Fidad saw the pre-ballots.
Right.
So he knew that we were a pre-ballot. But the timing of us being invited on that show the same night that we were nominated is funny.
Yeah.
Because they were kind of like a springboard or launching board for the show.
Yeah.
You know, in getting us out there, you know, our show's on their site.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they came on at the very beginning. So it's just kind of,
if I could put it in Daredevil terms, we're Daredevil, they are Stick. Although they're not assholes like that guy. So
who's Stick?
Have you not seen Daredevil?
No, I have. I don't remember the name.
The old guy.
Oh, I never remember his name.
Oh my gosh.
I know, I'm terrible.
How do you? Never mind.
To be honest, I'm usually doing something
while I'm
watching it.
Yeah.
Like normally, like I'm trying to write.
Right.
Because of my 18 jobs. Yeah, that's usually why. And then like I completely forget characters' names.
Yeah.
What's his name? Is it Fran Krassel? The Punisher?
I think you mean the Punisher.
No, I think it's the Punisher.
The Poon?
Punisher? Oh, no, that's
it, the, no, the, that, oh, yeah, Goldberg. we don't talk about that anymore. He retired.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Anywho. But yeah, like we said, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Everybody. You know, for those of you who attended any Mom 2.0 Summit or Dad 2.0 Summit, you guys are eligible to vote. You probably got those ballots in your email. You
should freaking do it.
And vote for Pedro.
Show us some love.
I mean, Poppin' Bottles, not Pedro.
Yeah. I mean, we can call it Pedro for short if you want, although it doesn't really make sense.
No.
Okay.
It doesn't.
It would look good on a business card, I'm just saying. Pedro.
So we're now the podcast. We're now the Poppin' Pedro.
Poppin' Pedro. Yeah.
The Poppin' Bottles Pedro.
This just sounds like drugs. Anyway. So I have some exciting news on the sleeping toddler front. I am now able to
use chloroform?
Exactly.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah, it's been legalized officially.
It's a solid strategy.
Not the injection style, but the, you know, put it on a rag, cover a mouth.
Nose. Right, yeah. Well, I mean, I've never heard of the injection style, but...
Well, it was back in the 70s. You could probably understand. So, it was, for the longest time, since we switched to the full bed, the full mattress deal, I'd have to lay with her until she falls asleep.
Right, you know, yeah, that's my daily night.
Doing cuddles and stuff like that, yeah. And then it progressed from I had to lay on the bed to I could lay on the floor next to the bed.
Right.
That went on for like 2 or 3 days. And then she got good at just falling asleep on her own. And now I get to sit in the rocking chair in her room. And she will generally listen when I tell her to lay down and close her eyes and all that jazz. So
now you're just creeping in the corner.
Pretty much, yeah. I can bring the iPad in and, you know, Nice. Put it on night mode and just scan.
Yeah.
Scan Facebook while she's falling asleep, which is cool.
Yeah. So you're ahead of us.
Getting easier. Yeah. Well, you also have two.
Yes.
That feed off of each other. So.
Yeah. We had them in the same bed and would go to sleep together, and now it's, it would either be me or Sarah, and we would lay in the middle between them. And now Maddie's like, I want middle. And Sophia's like, no, I want you to lay
right,
you know, between us. So it turned into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's one of them is with us, is with one of us, one of them is with the other. And like,
gotta keep them separated.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I hate it.
Man.
Bedtime is the worst. I hate it.
Somebody posted a graphic on Facebook the other day. It said something to the effect of, and then I lay my kids in bed, and I tuck them in, and I give them kisses, and I say, see you in the morning. And then we all laugh for 10 minutes and spend the rest of the night going back and forth about whether or not they should sleep.
Yeah, I mean, eventually they get it, and, you know,
right,
they want to go sleep by themselves or whatever.
Yeah, that's what you should. You should just make it a completely uncomfortable experience for them to sleep with you guys.
Like, so I just should keep, start like, kicking them,
poking them in the back, or you know, giving her wet willies all the time.
So and then do she's what like, they do to us.
She's like, you know what, guys? I hate you now. I'm gonna sleep by myself. Boom.
It's actually not a terrible idea.
Although she'll be doing it out of spite, and that might, you know, bring up some harsh fights later on when she's a teenager.
Well, I feel like Maddie's gonna have plenty of spite for me.
Well, yeah.
Based on yesterday alone.
Tell the ladies and gentlemen what happened.
This is, without a doubt, the worst moment in my fatherhood career?
This is one of those things.
This is my worst parenting moment.
This is one of those things that they film for an Adam Sandler movie.
With trained
professionals
who are stuntmen.
But in this case.
Yeah, this is like the worst. So I had work that I had like freelance work I wanted to get done. Sarah was like putting clothes away. So Sophia's like watching the iPad or whatever and didn't really care what was going on.
Yeah.
She was like, just kind of chilling out. And Maddie has been in this for like 3 weeks, has to sit on your lap or be with you or like be carried. Right. So I was like, I need something to distract her so I can do some work. Like, want to go upstairs and get your blocks and your Legos? Yeah.
There you go.
So I go upstairs, we have this big bin of Mega Blocks. So, and I'm like talking like, I need two hands to carry some of those big ass bins, and I had a box of Legos on top of them. So we go to the steps. Maddie goes in front of me because she'll just grab the railing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't paying attention. So I'm like seriously on the second step from the top.
Yeah.
Hardwood steps with a hardwood floor at the bottom. You can sense where this is going. I move my leg forward and I see feel my knee touch her. And I see the arms start going.
Right.
And then I see the whole body start going. Head onto a step. Flip.
It's like that slow motion scene from, what was it, The Naked Gun?
It's literally like any slow motion
going
scene.
Going down the steps with the,
where you see somebody fall down the steps head first. I don't remember if she hit one or two steps before landing on the hardwood floor at the bottom.
Right.
But as she's falling, I'm screaming for Sarah. I can't grab her because I have these fucking Mega Blocks in my hand.
Right.
So I'm running down the steps, like, chuck them as soon as I get down there, like, pick her up. And Sarah comes running, like, no, what happened? What happened? I'm like, she just fell down the whole steps.
I can imagine you picking up Maddie and, like, gesturing with her. Like,
No, I mean, she was screaming.
Well, yeah.
You know, so I was, like, holding her, you know, close. And so I was like, lay her down. You know, like, when someone falls, you're not supposed to pick them up, idiot. Right. You know, you lay them down in case they broke anything. So we have her laying down, and we're, like, checking her arms and her legs. You know, they're fine.
Right.
We see a big-ass bruise start generating on her forehead.
Poor girl.
Yeah, it was like the most horrifying thing, you know, to date.
Yeah, it's difficult. Yeah.
You know, scarier than when Sophia opened the door and walked down the street when we were still neighbors. That's made right. All the way down the hill.
I remember that.
While Sarah's breastfeeding Maddie and I'm in the shower and she just decides, I'm just going to go take a walk.
Yeah.
But so yeah, this was like that instance. It's someone could have taken my child. This instance is I just broke my kid.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, it took it about an hour to calm her down till she was like fine. And then we're like, all right, we need to listen to her speech. Does she have a freaking concussion?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that is the worst moment. And, you know, I texted you and was like, so this just happened. Yeah.
To which my audible response to reading the text message was, whoa.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
You know, she's fine. Like I said, she just has the big bruise. She got a cut on her hip.
Right.
But that's not something you ever want to witness. So it's like, from now on, I go first.
Right.
You know, you go behind me. If you're going to fall, you're going to hit me. You're going to make me fall.
Yeah.
Which, come to think of it, that doesn't really seem right.
Well, you know,
is it better one of us gets injured? No.
I'll tell you a story. When my my older brother Ian saved my life one time, in exchange for his broken wrist, I think it was. So I was a baby. He was carrying me down the steps.
Right.
Lost his footing or lost his grip or whatever, and started doing like the fumble, basically, you know, when you're trying to hold something and it just, you know, you're not sure what to do. Do I grab onto the railing? Do I grab onto the kid? What do I do, right?
Exactly.
Well, he grabbed onto the kid and basically did a nosedive down the steps with me cradled in his arms, and I was fine.
Yeah.
He was bruised up, though.
Yeah, that'll happen. That'll definitely happen.
Yeah.
My mom fell holding me when I was a baby, like fell down the steps.
Makes sense.
Yeah, which is why I'm as messed up as I am. Thanks, Mom.
Bing!
Yeah. It was a bad day.
Yeah, it's rough.
You know, it...
And then it weighs on you for a while, too.
Yeah, and, you know, Sarah's holding her and sitting on the couch. And she didn't mean it to come out like she said it. She's like, you know, she could have broken her neck. And I'm like, thanks a lot. Like, I walk back in the bathroom. I, like, shut the door behind me. And she's like, come out here. I'm like, I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
While also having a moment to myself to think of what terrible thing I just did to our child.
Right.
And I come out. She's like, what were you doing? I'm like, I was going to the bathroom. She's like, I wasn't blaming you saying you could have just broken her neck. I was saying it could have been worse.
Right, yeah.
Was what I was trying to say. She's okay. It could have been worse. Don't worry about it.
And I think that's the best way to look at especially smaller situations of your kid. Like, pinched fingers, that sort of thing. So, it could have been worse. Yeah, it is what it is.
You know, maybe... And now this fall makes all the little falls seem so bad.
Right? So maybe she'll brush them off a little faster.
Yeah, she'll be all right. Should be all right. Real quick, I just want to jump back to the Iris one more time.
Yeah.
Sorry, because I forgot this while we were talking about it.
Right.
The awards themselves, April 29th.
Yes.
At the Fancy Roots Carlton in Orange County. I forget which.
La Jolla.
Lagajauna.
Yep.
Laguna.
La Jolla.
Yeah, which we, sadly, cannot attend.
No.
Because
it is what it is.
Yeah. I was trying to make it happen, but
yeah.
We have kindergarten screening at 8:30 in the morning the next day for Sophia. Nice. So that is not something that I can miss.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could, but it would not be nice.
I mean, I've had people say, well, can't someone else take her? I mean, yeah, they could. But it's also my oldest kid going into kindergarten. It's probably something that I should be there for.
Probably shouldn't miss that.
I shouldn't miss that to go get an award for a parenting.
Yeah. Shouldn't miss that. Shouldn't miss prom. Shouldn't miss graduation. Shouldn't miss the big game. That sort of thing.
Speaking of graduation, you know it's in June.
What's that?
Pre-K graduation.
Really? Nice.
Remember we talked about that? We had a whole episode where we talked about it. And
I'm fucking furious.
Have that. Yep. They have pre-K graduation.
Can I make you a t-shirt to wear there that just says, this shit is ridiculous on the front? Yeah. Okay, well, maybe not a bad word on the front because there's going to be kids there. Just, this is ridiculous. It's just that. Just that. You can wear a nice jacket over top of it, but people are going to catch a glimpse of it and be like, what? Wait. Yeah, you know what? I think he's right.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what's funny is as we're talking this, Sophia's pre-K teacher just liked things on our page.
Oh, nice. Facebook. Nice.
Yeah.
It's not that I have a problem with the actual curriculum or anything that. Or the school. It's just, you know.
I just found it funny.
Jeez.
Well, she found it because Sophia took some of my business cards.
Oh, really?
And had them in her lunch bag.
That's awesome. That's good marketing right there.
Yeah. I'll tell you where I'm going to start leaving business cards. The grocery store.
Right.
You know they have the the cork board out when you're walking in, people like put ads. I'm just going to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought about putting one up at the one of the local diners, but there's nobody there who would be interested. Just nobody.
Hey, we met those college kids at the Pottstown Diner.
Right.
Who thought we had Louis C.K. on the show.
Nobody under the age of 65 goes there on a regular basis.
That's not true.
It's an old person.
We would go there on a regular basis. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But that was not for the food selection.
No, not for the food selection. No.
Maybe at Shorty's.
Oh yeah. That'd be great.
Which we may need to do a callback.
Yeah, we haven't been there in a while. We might have to do that soon.
It's been a year.
Yeah.
Right?
Jeez.
Yeah, since I moved.
I need some eggs with my pockets.
Dirty egg roll.
Dirty egg roll.
Although, really, we shouldn't eat while we're recording. This is not a good look.
Yeah, that was kind of bad. So, we eat first.
Yeah.
Feel happy because we've just eaten, and then
podcast. And then take up a table and just podcast while everyone's eating in line to sit down.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, our time is our time.
Or, we start recording.
Right.
Press pause when the food comes.
There you go.
You know, that was me shoveling food in my
mouth. That's what it sounds like when he vacuums the food into his mouth.
Yeah, I have a food vacuum.
Yeah.
That I bring with me everywhere I go.
It's pretty gross.
Because I don't need utensils. Yeah.
You don't want to see that.
Nope. You don't.
It's not pretty. Oh, man. Well, now's the time of the show when we can talk about our lovely sponsor, which you're wearing one of their sweatshirts right now.
I am, and I was rocking... I Make Adorable Baby shirt yesterday.
Yep.
Because I do.
You do.
And the shirt's awesome.
It's the truth. Yeah, I got to get another shirt soon. As much as I love my family life shirt, it is getting kind of... It's starting to get worn. It's starting to fade out a little bit.
That sounds like a
problem. So, yeah. Still got the sticker on my car.
But, yep.
But, yeah. Check out thepoplife.com for all of your... proud parenting apparel needs.
They're pretty dope.
They're pretty dope.
I love them. I love wearing them out, you know, wherever, you know, whenever I go somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
To be honest, and I've talked about this before, and this has nothing to do with them being our sponsor. Just, I was super excited when Sean was like, can we sponsor you guys? And I got to get that shirt. But I just remember wearing it the first time and, like, walking in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have the kids with me.
Yeah.
Like, I was meeting my brother and sister-in-law there, and Sarah had the kids and was meeting us there, so I was at home.
Gotcha.
So we, like, met there. So I walk in wearing my I Make Adorable Babies t-shirt, and people just, like, look at me and laugh. You know, in the grocery store, people stop me, and they're like, that shirt's hilarious. Why don't you have kids with you?
Right.
Like, listen, stranger danger. No. But wearing that shirt out in public is just... It's a conversation starter.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Which is good. So, check out the Pop Life. I'm rocking my Phila Dad shirt.
You are.
Right now. You gotta be always repping, as I said, for the NCAA tournament. Always repping.
Go Villanova.
Yeah.
This is great.
I am the 1.6%.
You are the 1.6%. that thought that Villanova was going to go to the final.
Well, it's not even that. It's
You picked him to win the whole thing.
No, I picked UNC, but okay. I have the final of UNC Villanova.
Right.
Correct, and only 1.6% people, I believe, is that what it said? Picked the correct matchup or picked Villanova? Let me take a look at the screenshot I sent you.
Yeah. I think it was just Villanova.
No, only 1.6% of brackets for ESPN Tournament Challenge correctly picked national championship game matchup of North Carolina Villanova.
Nice.
So
what do you think?
I have UNC, but in my heart of hearts, the way Villanova has like thumped some teams.
Like, I thought they were gonna like squeak by Oklahoma. I thought they were gonna like just squeak by Oklahoma if they kept up with their defense. But they annihilated them.
They won by 44 points.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it was. So I had, you know, I put up a status like, holy shit,
right.
Nova. And I have friends who are UNC fans.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you Oklahoma stopped playing with 14 minutes left. I'm like, yeah, because Villanova forced them to quit.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, well, Oklahoma's a one-player team. I'm like, no, they have three awesome players. Yeah, Buddy Hield did nothing. Yeah. When he ran through the tournament, and then Villanova's defense stopped him.
Right.
Same thing with Kansas and Perry Ellis. Villanova mm-hmm. stopped him.
Yeah.
Like, UNC fans, make excuses all you want. Say that they've been doing this all year. I don't give a crap. They had a cakewalk of a bracket.
Yep.
UNC did not, or Villanova did not. And Villanova made Oklahoma, Kansas, Miami, and Iowa look like jokes.
Right.
So, in my heart of hearts, I am picking Villanova. Even though in my bracket, I picked UNC to initially win. And it doesn't really matter to me. I'm finishing second in that pool because the other guy ahead of me has UNC Villanova and picked UNC.
So you're a backup winner.
Yes. There's no way I can win. Yeah. If I picked Villanova, then I would have had a chance to leapfrog him. But, you know, that's the 1 year homerism has done well for me in the tournament. Because I always pick Villanova to like get to like the Elite Eight or Final Four because I'm stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, that game was awesome. I thought Syracuse had a chance, and then they just did not.
Did they have an easy schedule? Because
Syracuse,
yeah,
they were a 10 seed.
Yeah, that's
no. They
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I gotta look. Well, I mean, Syracuse lost.
Well, yeah. Let's not talk about the past. They lost.
Well, I want to see.
It is what it is.
I just want to see who they played.
Yeah, I'm lucky I didn't pay for my bracket because I just got completely rocked. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. So Syracuse beat, go all the way back to the beginning, where Syracuse started.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you come from, Syracuse? I don't know.
I believe they came from New York. And Donovan McNabb was calling the game. Well, not calling it, but he was reporting on it.
Oh, yeah, they upset Dayton. And, I mean, yeah, then they had Middle Tennessee State, who was a 15 seed.
Who the fuck is
that? Team who upset Michigan State in the first round.
Is that an actual team?
Yes.
Wow.
So they had they beat a 7 seed, a 15 seed, an 11 seed in Gonzaga. And then they knocked off Virginia, who was a 1 seed.
Yeah.
In the Elite Eight.
I remember that.
But it is what it is. Yeah. But it was, you know, tournament's been awesome. I'm probably right about it a little bit. for our sports corner.
Sports corner. Making a comeback at some point this week.
Yeah. I mean, I probably should do it before tomorrow night.
Probably. Yeah.
Or I can do it after Villanova wins.
What time is the game?
9:19.
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know why they do it so late.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, they always do that. I don't like it.
I mean, I'm all for the guys getting rested up and everything like that, but jeez.
I know, for Rizzle. I said for Rizzle, because I'm a grown-up.
Right.
Speaking
of being a grown-up, nice Fitbit. Is that what that is?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's my fart Bart.
I have not seen one up close.
Got, like, no steps today.
Yeah.
Well, the only reason
just run in place.
Actually, what's funny, if you have it on your non-dominant hand,
yeah,
you can just like wave your wrist around and it counts as steps.
Nice.
Or, you know, other things.
Well, you know.
Put it on your kids.
Right.
But So we've had like a bunch of the bands themselves for, I think Sarah's had hers for a year. So she went on Craigslist and like bought, and she could have sworn it came with two sensors. So we each would have had one.
Right.
It didn't. It came with one sensor. Bastards. And like literally a million bands. I'm like, who needs this many bands? Like get multicolors. Like,
somebody's
different
just
sizes.
Into bands sometimes. Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
So she's always had one, and then her birthday was on Monday. And I was like, well, you haven't said anything. What do you want? She's like, I would like a new Fitbit.
Yeah.
That, you know, has the digital display. I was like, let me see.
There's some fancy ones.
Yeah, I was like, so let me see how much, you know, that is. Hello Work discount.
Uh-huh.
Saved me $60 on it.
Which, by the way, speaking of Dad 2.0, so there's the Dad 2.0 discount for the rooms, right?
Yeah, the reduced rate.
And, well, we're looking into me, Chris, and Emma going. And wouldn't you know it? Through her, it's called Working Advantage or something like that. Through her corporate discount thing, it would actually cost us less than the Dad 2.0 discount.
Really?
Yeah. So we're exploring that option.
I haven't even looked into
Because damn.
Yeah, I haven't even looked into San Diego yet. Sarah wouldn't be able to go. Wait.
Yeah. What? They moved it to the following.
No,
weekend.
No, no, no. I know.
Okay.
But I mean, because Sophia can't get out of school; they're not allowed to.
Oh yeah.
Would I have to get a new roommate?
You would have to get a new roommate.
Man, what the?
I tell you what, you know how much Mike Cruz loves us. You can always room with Mike Cruz. He's a cool guy. What? Yeah, he's got great
Victor,
taste in music.
Victor, can we be roommates?
Victor, yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Yeah, we're just considering because it would be an awesome trip. You know, for all of us, it would be our first time taking Emma on a long trip. First time taking her on an airplane or anything like that.
Right.
And there's the zoo. You know,
it's there
for them to go check out and all that jazz.
Actually, I have a...
But we'll see.
A friend who lives out there.
Yeah.
Well, he's been in Indonesia, but I got to touch base with him.
Yeah.
Adam, the beard, who sent us Ask a Dad questions.
Yeah.
The one who he said Santa suit hair dye.
He's a young hipster Santa Claus.
Yes. Yeah. he lives in San Diego.
Cool.
So, I'll touch base with him. Maybe I don't have to pay for a room.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, but...
And then, you know, maybe we'll see you around.
Like I'm standing under pressure here.
This is the beginning of the end.
Yeah, if it's like walking distance or whatever,
yeah.
Then you know it'd be worth it. By the way, Adam, if you're listening, awesome. I'm totally gonna crash at your place in San Diego,
right?
And then just have to pay for flight.
Yeah, which is not too bad if you do the if you go to LA and then
drive down.
Apparently, there's gonna be a bus.
Yes.
That somebody is putting together. I can't remember.
I don't know if it was David Vienna or Trevor Mulligan.
But it's just going to depend on when everybody gets in. Like, if everybody gets in around the same time, then, you know. But that's something that we could orchestrate through the glory that is Facebook.
Yes. Yeah, I'm still, you know, considering. I know they'll do the discount, the ticket discount again at, like, Father's Day.
Yeah.
So I'll probably hold off on that. Just gotta wait and figure out if I'm able to go. I really want to.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's something I have to work out with Sarah. If she's okay with me doing it, she would want me to come home Saturday night.
Right.
Instead of waiting until Sunday. But I don't want to do that.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah. You got responsibilities as well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Saturday night was just awesome when we were down there.
Yeah, it was awesome.
But
well, you know, you could always do what I did for San Francisco. Was I was there Saturday night and it was awesome.
You left like first thing in the morning.
I stayed up all night and my flight was at 5:30 the next morning. Yeah, which the airport was completely dead, which made it awesome as far as getting through TSA and all that jazz. You know, and then you could be back there by you know, noon. I guess.
Definite consideration. Yeah. So we'll see. You know, it's 11 months away.
It's early yet.
Yeah.
It's
so I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
what was I gonna say? Oh, so speaking of fatherhood.
Yeah.
And being there.
Right.
And your responsibilities. So I'm on my way up here today in the old car.
Right.
Listening to sports talk radio as I do.
Yeah.
And there was a spot from fatherhood.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, a bunch of kids talking about what they think makes a good dad.
Right.
Like, just always being there, like being present.
And making me peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and
playing
cute stuff.
Playing a board game.
Right.
Or always having gas in your car so you don't get stranded in the middle of nowhere, which I thought was a funny example.
It was silly.
But, like, no issue with that. It's a great thing. I love what they're doing.
Right.
The only issue that I have with it is their tagline. And it was, take time to be a dad today. Or it was, take time to be a dad or a father.
Or probably father. Take time to be a father.
It was one of them.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's something about that just, like, jumps out at me that it almost makes it feel like being a dad is a part-time thing.
Right.
And I get that it's, you know, who they're the campaign or the PR person. They need to come up with a tagline. And it's, they're really trying to emphasize involved, you know, fatherhood, which is awesome. And
which
I
is
love
fantastic.
It.
Yeah.
I just wish that the tagline wasn't, you know, I just take the time. No, you're there. Be it. I know there's a lot of people who aren't involved.
Right, you know, right. It's difficult for some people, you know, for whatever reason. I think the main issue with that phrasing, as far as we're concerned, is because we are involved dads. So it's not quite something that we can see a perspective. We don't really have a perspective on, you know. So, you know, it's not something that's really meant for us.
No, it's not.
And like we were talking about earlier, it's like, you know, the PR person has to come up with a phrase that is the least offensive to people as far as this subject is concerned.
I'm not saying I'm offended by it. I'm not.
Yeah.
I have no offense taken. It just strikes me as it's not something. I'm going to just take some time out of my day to be a dad. And still, to me, I don't understand how you can have a kid and A, not be involved,
mm-hmm.
and B, not want to be involved.
Right.
Like, that just baffles my mind.
Right.
I mean, can kids be a pain in the ass? Yeah, that's their job.
Absolutely.
Was I a pain in the ass when I was a kid? Yeah. That was my job.
Yeah.
You know, like, the amount of times I mutter, God, my kid's being an asshole. Made me think, how many times did my parents say that about me when I was a kid?
Right, yeah.
But, you know, that aside, it just doesn't, click with me why somebody would not want to, you know, be involved or take the time.
Right.
But, I mean, obviously it's an issue. Otherwise, the
they
initiative would not
it.
Exist.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, like you said, it's not geared towards us.
Right.
We are what they are trying to push people to be.
We're you know, the best dads ever. Let's put it that way. No, we're not.
As an awesome t-shirt that a friend of mine posted on my Facebook wall says, we are dad. It says AF.
Yes.
We are dads as fuck.
Dads as fuck. That's right.
Which... I've used AF in conversation with a coworker because she hates it that much.
Does she really?
Yes.
I can understand that.
You've met her. She helped us film.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So I had about a two-week period where, like, IMs at work or in conversation, I just dropped, like, dope AF.
See, now I have to get that shirt.
Oh, I'm
for
getting
the next time we film something and
dude,
have her
it, dude,
give us a hand. Yeah.
It's not Pop Life. But just because it's not Pop Life doesn't mean you cannot wear it.
Right.
I'm not gonna.
If it fits your personality, if it fits your style, you know, then definitely wear it.
No.
It was
neat, dude. But now it's coming up as not available.
Oh, that's a shame.
I want that shirt, man.
Ay.
Don't you have neat dude stuff?
I don't.
I thought that you introduced me to them.
I may have shared one of their things and didn't realize it. something like that.
Dude, they have Bat Dad. Like, they did a collab with Bat Dad.
Did they really? Are they the ones doing the Bat Dad stuff?
It's literally
That's
him.
Probably the stuff that I shared. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Bat Dad's got awesome stuff.
I gotta search their site for the shirt.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna be really, really mad now if I can't get that shirt.
Well, while everybody is searching that shirt and poking around Facebook for Pop Life and whatnot,
it's 19 bucks.
Don't forget, if you haven't already, that looks good.
I'm getting that today.
Don't forget, if you haven't already, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, because we're always posting new stuff.
We are.
We got a ton of stuff going on. We got a ton of stuff coming up. It's going to be awesome.
So, Facebook, we are / Poppin' Bottles Dadcast.
Right.
Twitter at PBDadcast, Instagram at PBDadcast.
Yeah, it's all the usual stuff.
Follow us on the YouTube so you can watch me be an angry little man.
I think if you Google us, because our name is so
unique
New York.
I'm going to Google us right now.
I think. What?
Hey.
No. just wait until I stop the recording. but yeah, if you just punch us into the Google machine. I think we come up fairly early.
Our website comes up.
Yeah, there you go.
Our iTunes link comes up. Our awesome images comes up.
Good shit.
Yeah, it is. Although, yeah, YouTube. Yep, all our stuff comes up, so that's cool. definitely yeah. Cool.
Speaking of YouTube, you've got your Why
Yes
series. Just, when did you post that? Yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday the new episode went up. Sweet. Where I kind of ranted about unsolicited parenting advice.
Right.
Forgive the lighting. Wasn't the best because I was terrible at the lighting. The first episode was 2 weeks ago on people who wear too much cologne.
Right. Which is annoying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Third episode should be later this week, probably Friday, about those annoying assholes. Who come into the bathroom when you're at the urinal,
yeah,
and there's a whole bunch of empties and just nestle just up alongside of you.
Hey, you know, sometimes you need companionship wherever you can get it.
Not not them.
I do have a retort, by the way. Well, an addition, I guess, for your people who wear too much cologne thing.
No excuse.
I remember very clearly, although I can't remember his name. Well, there's a couple of people who did it, but a couple of kids at scout camp.
Were they starting making trouble in the neighborhood?
Sure.
Fresh Prince. Sorry, continue. Go ahead.
Always with the Fresh Prince thing. So there's one kid in particular who he would bring his duffel bag and his Foot Locker full of like all of his clothing and stuff like that.
Right. He worked at Foot Locker.
And then he had a separate bin container, like these big purple ones, right?
Right.
That was full of Febreze bottles.
Oh, no. I hate Febreze so much.
And he just Febreze the hell out of everything.
Oh, my God.
Every single day. Every morning. Yeah.
That's just
absolutely ridiculous.
Terrible.
Yeah. So yeah. How do you feel about them apples?
I hate those apples.
Speaking of which, I just want to tag on. Right at the end, as we're in the last minute, I made an awesome tweet that got like no attention at all. It was after I was done watching The Martian.
Okay, what was said tweet?
Said tweet was slaps hand with note up against window. Do you like potatoes? It's so good. It's a double reference with a double reference in it.
It's kind of terrible.
Yeah.
That's a terrible reference.
That's terrible. All right. Well, everybody have a good week. Thank you again so much for everybody who, people who nominated us.
Vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro Poppin' Bottles Dead Guest.
Yes. Yeah. Have a good week, everybody. Check out our videos.
Yep.
Subscribe on iTunes.
Later.
Love you. Bye.